Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is March 30th, 2026. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for April 2026. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. Of course, all eyes are on Mars, planet of war, for clues on where things are going in the United States-Israel-Iran mess. Mars is the planet of aggression, planet of violence, the planet of war. And indeed, Mars is about to change its situation. After 6 weeks transiting in sidereal Aquarius, Mars will move to sidereal Pisces on April 2nd. This is both good and bad. The good, by leaving Aquarius, Mars separates from Mercury and Rahu, giving Mercury and Rahu a break. But as soon as it hits Pisces, Mars starts up a new relationship with Saturn and Neptune. All three are classed as natural malefics, in other words, capable of doing harm. Three malefic planets together is not a good thing. Mars is action and force. Neptune is illogical. And Saturn is the planet of consequences. As Mars gets closer to Neptune, the potential for unrealistic actions becomes stronger, leading to initiating action based on illusions rather than facts. The exact conjunction of Mars and Neptune will be on April 12th at 8 degrees sidereal Pisces. This is obviously a dangerous situation, especially as applied to the current situation in the Middle East. Mars next proceeds to its conjunction with Saturn. In Vedic astrology, Mars and Saturn are enemies to each other. Mars is impatient. Mars wants fast results. Saturn is slow and cautious. Mars is impulsive. Saturn is controlled and focused. When these two combine, sometimes they cancel each other out and nothing happens. And other times, Saturn helps to focus and concentrate Mars's violence, making Mars even more dangerous. And since Saturn is the harsh realities planet, Saturn plus Mars can result in some pretty devastating outcomes. The exact conjunction is on April 19th. Note that by that time, Mercury, planet of making decisions, has caught up with Mars, making it even more likely that something gets decided. Mars transiting in Pisces and combining with Saturn and Neptune puts these three malefic planets in the fourth house of the USA Vedic astrology chart. The fourth house is the house of the common people. So, the common people will be made to suffer. The fourth house is also directly opposite to the tenth house, which is the house of the leader and his party. Thus, the malefic combination transiting in the fourth house sends unfavorable energy to the tenth house, in other words, putting political pressure on the Republicans. Amongst the common people, this will manifest as anger, which could even rise to the point of violence in opposition to the leader. Mercury is the signifier of transportation and commerce. Therefore, when Mercury is in astrological trouble, transportation, and commerce suffer. Mercury was retrograde from the end of February until March 20th, and became conjunct Mars and Rahu in mid-February. The pressure on Mercury manifested in world events as supply chain disruption resulting from the war in the Mideast. The Iran war is directly impacting 20% of global oil trade, which then has a direct impact on countries dependent on the Persian Gulf for their energy supply. Mercury follows Mars into Pisces when it changes signs on April 10th. Pisces is Mercury's sign of debilitation. In other words, the planet of rational thinking doesn't do so well in this sign. As Mercury proceeds into Pisces, it will first encounter Neptune. The planet of rational thinking will be conjunct the planet of illusion, delusion, suspicion, and confusion. Objective reality is hard to find when Mercury combines with Neptune. The planet of reasons and explanations, combined with the planet of delusion, creates a lot of spin and wishful thinking. Since Neptune is also the planet of deception, the disinformation could even be deliberate. The exact conjunction of Mercury and Neptune will be on April 16th at 8 degrees Pisces. Next, Mercury will catch up to Mars just as Mars is becoming conjunct Saturn. So the big thing astrologically in April is when Mars, Mercury, and Saturn all come together in the third week of the month. Mars is force, Mercury is communication and decision, and Saturn is resistance and control and consequences. So, a forced decision with consequences. These two powerful malefic planets will further disrupt Mercury's ability to think rationally, and since Neptune is nearby as well, we get communications intended to deceive and mislead. Finally, as we get to the end of the month, Mercury changes signs again, entering Aries, and thus leaves the three malefics behind. Venus, the planet of peace and negotiations, is transiting in sidereal Aries for most of April, where it is unmolested and therefore more able to express itself. This could be good, especially since Aries is a creative, dynamic sign that likes to get results. But Aries is also hasty and independent, and so not so prone to compromise. So the peace initiatives might not be productive. Venus changes signs, leaving sidereal Aries and entering sidereal Taurus on April 19th. Venus is happy to be in its own sign, Taurus. A planet in its own sign is good for both the planet's and the sign's significations. Taurus is particularly concerned with value. It's a very materialistic sign. Venus is the planet of finance and pleasures and luxuries. So, this should be a good transit for the finance sector. But there's a problem, at least at first. Uranus, the planet of disruption and unexpected events, is hanging out in the early degrees of Taurus and starts influencing Venus as soon as Venus enters the sign. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for April 2026, and here's a description of what's coming up in April's weekly videos. April 5th. Predictions for the Mars-Neptune-Saturn conjunction. April 12th, analysis of Mercury's conjunction with Mars and Saturn. April 19th, an update on astrology patterns and world events. And April 26th, a preview of planetary patterns for May 2026. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so If you would like to have access to April's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.